Welcome to TRC Talks, a podcast by The Reynolds Company, an authorized distributor for Rockwell Automation. This show features conversations with the automation specialists from The Reynolds Company, explaining the evolving landscape of products, services, and solutions for industrial controls and automation.
Welcome back to TRC Talks. This month we are diving into our back catalog and presenting a conversation that I had all the way back in 2020 with Bill Prather of Rockwell Automation about the TechConnect program. We overview what remote technical support options are available and how you can get the most out of your contract. As of release day for this episode, we are just 1 month away from Automation Fair 2022, hosted this year in Chicago. If you have not yet signed up, please be sure to talk to your Reynolds account manager as we have a hotel package and can assist you with identifying the best labs and sessions to attend. As always, thank you so much for listening and please enjoy today's discussion on remote technical support. Welcome again, and thanks for listening to the Reynolds Company Industrial Automation Podcast. With me today is Bill Prather from Rockwell Automation in the contractual services portfolio. Specifically, he is very focused on TechConnects, and that's what we will be talking about today. He and I are going to be discussing how to make the most of your contract for those customers who do have TechConnect, a support contract with Rockwell. Bill, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, thank you, Brad. Thank you for having me today. Thank you for the opportunity to talk to yourself and the audience here really about TechConnect. As Brad mentioned, I'm a member of our contractual services portfolio at Rockwell Automation under the customer support and maintenance umbrella. So as Brad, indicated, pretty much TechConnect day in and day out. Been working in and around the program in various, whether an operational role prior to the product manager role for almost 9 years now. So when it comes to TechConnect, I've seen a lot of interesting things, and hopefully today I can maybe give you some tips and tricks, maybe some things you're not as familiar with, on how to really get the most out of the support experience and some things that are included in your agreement that you may not even be aware of. So again, I'll go through that and some of the new stuff that we've brought to the table.
I've seen a lot of customers who have this. They know that they need it. They rely on it for technical support, but either they'll only use the online article searching, they'll call in for every possible issue they have and be waiting on hold for longer periods of time on easier to fix issues. So making sure that we understand the breadth of support might be a way to phrase that is our goal today.
Yeah, so I guess I'll just kick it off. And, again, when we think of TechConnect, one of the things that people generally think of TechConnect is a service that you have when things don't go well. So, when you have a machine, that's down or you have to troubleshoot, I think a lot of times we just think of it as a reactive service. While that's very important, obviously, to have the ability to connect with a support engineer who's able to help troubleshoot, get everything back online, TechConnect is more than. So when we think about our network of support engineers who work within the program, utilize them for consultative behaviors as well. And again, one of those tips and tricks that I think a lot of people don't really realize too much is if it's something, again, you're thinking of changing a parameter on a machine or you're thinking of, hey, if I swap out this piece of hardware, or I move the software, what are things I need to be aware of? So I think the first thing I'd like to get out there is with the TechConnect agreement, if you have the ability to call in to one of our engineers with product support and hire, don't just utilize them when things are going bad. If you have a question or you really need just a technical expert just to run something past, they're there for that as well. Again, it's something that I know it didn't strike me as at first either, but the more I talk about it and the more that get this idea in front of customers, do see that that's happening more is, they're utilizing our support team as consultants to an extent, which is really interesting to see because no one likes to think of TechConnect or this thing that, it's this thing I know I should have and it's great, but it's only used when things are going bad. We want to be there when you just want some information or, hey, maybe you just, have a question that you're not quite sure where to
go. Yeah. And obviously one of the biggest topics right now is the growing skills gap. And as customers are running more and more lean, on the technical staff, there's a loss of tribal knowledge, of a range of skill sets that maybe aren't needed all of the time. But then there's isolated situations where customers are finding themselves in a position where they don't know how to deal with a very specific instance that may come up occasionally, but not often enough for their entire staff to know that. Using the TechConnect engineers, like you said, in a consulting role is a good way to access skills that those in your organization doesn't specifically have.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think that's a great point, you know, but the skills gap, and I think we're all seeing that challenge. You know, I think everyone's aware of it. It's been out there. That skills gap, you know, a lot of what we do with TechConnect, again, utilizing our extended engineering staff from product support, you just, you know, have that, you know, need to talk to somebody. When we think of really the skills gap, I know we might not touch on it too much today, but application support, where you know, you may have critical lines and machines and that tribal knowledge, you know, may not exist there at that plant. You know, things like application support with remote monitoring, you know, can help, you know, really augment a lot of that. We've seen, you know, in the last few years, the demand for that go very, very high. And I don't think it's any coincidence that it kind of aligns with what we started to see with the skills gap. Yeah, but I guess going back to really getting the most out of your agreement, these things, we want any customer to really utilize every component of this because we really do believe it's helpful in different areas. You mentioned the online support, which folks, you know, actually, that's where they start. Traditionally, we would see, you know, a few years back, it was always, I'm going to pick up the phone first, and my first line is, I'm going to call somebody. We're starting to see a lot more online. I'm going to look in the knowledge base first to try and find an answer to my issue, or really go back, and maybe I've encountered this before, and I'll look at my service ticket history to see, oh, I had this similar issue 6 months ago. So again, the online support, the biggest thing with that is the welcome kit, right? So, and this isn't just for an individual. But if you're a manager at a site who are responsible, the biggest thing is once you receive that welcome kit is really making sure that that gets into the hands of anyone who might be able to, you know, might need to, number one, access support down situation, but also just anybody in and around any sort of operations day to day. Again, you have the authorization number that really is your key to get into all the great things on the online support center, knowledge base, the chat, being able to submit a question online, premium knowledge base content. And you know, that authorization number is really the key to make sure that when you get in, however you want to access support, whether electronic or live, that you're able to do so in a very, very quick and efficient manner. Number one tip, when that welcome kit comes there, and I know we all get a lot of emails and everything else, but take a look at it and really just get that out there to the folks, you know, on the floor or anyone else who might need to utilize it immediately. And that's really what we want to do, is ensure that, hey, we want you to use that support agreement. We want you to use all pieces of it. That authorization number is really going to be key for you to be able to access everything around your support agreement, whether it's self-assist or application.
And I would assume that anyone who's listening to a podcast about this is someone who's being very proactive in identifying their resources. And so that's very much something we want to encourage, is take the time now to identify those resources so that when there's a downtime event, you know where to go and you're not scrambling to try to find that information. One thing that we also want to make sure is for customers with larger staff to make sure that those on different shifts have access to this. Whoever the site manager is can make sure to be sharing permissions with different people. You can set individuals so that they can see an entire service ticket history for the whole company. It might be someone on third shift who is there when things go down, but they're able to see the service ticket that solved that problem 8 months ago for someone on second shift. It's able to spread that knowledge around a little more if we take the time up front to ensure that everyone has the access that they need to have.
Moving on, just one of the other things that I want to bring to everyone's attention with TechConnect, you know, we've started to bring in some new things as well. So again, I think everyone's familiar with the online options that we spoke about, knowledge base, chat, submit a question online, access the software updates, and then moving up to product support, all of that with the addition of chat and Genius webinars, being able to talk to our support engineers in real time. And from those product support and higher, we've actually just introduced a new service in the last few weeks that we're calling LiveView. Essentially what LiveView is, it's a way to, for someone on, you know, a plant floor to download a free app, and it's utilizing the free PTC Chalk application that is, you know, on the iOS store or Android store. And it creates a secure connection with one of our support engineers to really help them be able to troubleshoot and see the exact piece of equipment that you might be working on. So again, you would download that application to a iOS or Android device, whether it be a tablet, mobile phone, could request the chalk session with our engineer, or our engineers may suggest it depending on your problem. And they'll provide you a one-time use secure access code, and then you're connected. So our engineers will be able to see everything, you know, from your mobile phone or your tablet. And then also what's great is they're able to notate on the screen. So if you think about it, you're familiar with things like FaceTime, you have an iPhone user, it's very similar to FaceTime, but it has the ability for our engineers to actually make notes on the screen. So as you might be holding your device over, you know, a medium voltage drive or, you know, maybe a MagneMotion line, they can see the exact equipment that's being worked on. And then they can also provide direction. So again, if maybe it's as basic as, hey, I don't, you know, this is an old piece of legacy equipment, I'm really not sure the on-off switch is. An engineer could say, take two steps to the left, and then on the screen, notate, point an arrow or circle it, say, oh, here's where it is. And those notations stay on the screen for the duration of the call. Likewise, the person who's on the other end, who's sharing with our engineers, they have the ability to notate as well. So again, maybe it's hard to hear, or maybe things are breaking up. Somebody circles something and then says, hey, I need you to push this or, you know, stop this. They can notate back and do things like put a question mark or a check mark to indicate, hey, I might not be able to hear you, but I understand what I need to do here. That's something anybody who is a product support or higher TechNet customer can now access as part of their support. This is something we rolled out partially to really help with the skills gap, because there are instances where you may have some folks who may not be familiar with some older equipment that are running. But also in response to COVID, we really want to provide some more ability to support our customers more efficiently through this, because it is a very regular circumstance we're all dealing with. And we just really wanted to make sure that we had another tool at our engineers and our customers' disposal to really get the best support they can as quick.
Yes, and I'll interject there. For those who may be listening to this episode 6 months, 18 months, a couple of years down the road.
Yeah, so moving on, another really valuable thing that I don't think a lot of folks really get the most out of is the online knowledge base, or you may also know it as the online support center. Obviously, if you're a longtime user, you know, earlier in 2020 in the February timeframe, you probably saw it got a pretty significant facelift. Again, you know, it looks and feels a little more like the other Rockwell websites, got a little more of a modern facelift. But the important thing is really what we did underneath the hood. First of all, it has responsive design. So whether you're on a desktop PC or any sort of mobile device, tablet or phone, that experience is going to look and feel the same. It was a little clunky before, we recognize that. So we wanted to do that. But what's really powerful is under the hood, you know, we did a lot to really help, you know, really help the search experience so that our customers could really find the answers that were relevant to them quicker. You think about our knowledge base article, you know, the number of knowledge base articles is around 70,000, constantly updated, trying to find the article that's most relevant can be difficult sometimes when you do a broad search such as. So we did build some things under the hood to really make sure that, you know, there's some intelligence behind the searches, looking at customer data, you know, what people generally find as being helpful. So when they do search things, we show them things that both their peers and folks who use the knowledge base find relevant to the search strings that they put in. Just another thing along with that is subscriptions and notifications. So there is the, you know, underneath your account. So if you log into the knowledge base and you go under the My Account section, there's the ability where you can sign up to get any sort of subscriptions or notifications on articles and or products that as soon as something's changed or updated, that you'll receive a notification automatically. Pretty powerful. And if you think of somebody who's, you know, a larger user who maybe is responsible for either a lot of products, hardware and or software, it's really important. So that as soon as something changes, there's an update to a piece of software that's out there, hey, you're first to know. As soon as that thing, you know, as soon as that's updated, the knowledge base, that article saying this is the newest version, you get that pushed to you automatically so you can take action.
I view that as one of the best ways that a customer can customize their own feed for themselves. Being able to sift through a very large amount of data and determine which ones you want, and then you're just going to be constantly updated on that in the future, reaps benefits long term by taking, again, the time to identify the correct resources initially will help you in the long run.
Absolutely. So again, another big piece of the TechConnect agreement, right, is being able to talk to our engineers in real time. So again, if you have product support or higher, you have the ability at any time to the products that you have supported under your agreement, talk to our support engineers either over the telephone or via live chat. Just a couple of things, you know, to really make your experience as smooth as possible and be able to really get you the help you need as soon as we can. Just a couple of things to really make that easier. So first of all, again, we go back to the welcome kit. If you have a mobile device, go ahead and just put that Rockwell phone, your number in your telephone. So again, have that there. So it's always with you. So I think pretty much everyone is always has their phone glued to them these days. Again, authorization number. Put that either, you know, in a note underneath that card in your phone, or, you know, maybe just have a separate note in your mobile device. So you always have that on. So when you call that number, you'll be asked to provide your authorization. Really, what that does is that expedites the ability for you to talk to an engineer. So once it does the authentication, you'll be able to hear the menu personalized to your support experience. So over the things that you have under your agreement, you'll be able to hear and be able to connect with those engineers right away. If you don't have it, you know, not to say we won't be able to get you to somebody, but you have to go through a manual authentication process, which, again, takes some time. Generally, if you're calling in to talk to somebody, you really want to expedite that right away. Another thing to remember is if it's a recurring case or you're calling in on something that was a previous issue or maybe still open, you know, you'll be provided what we call a service ticket. And if you have that available, if you can keep that with you, that allows our technical support engineers to really go and find all the notes on your case so they can see what kind of troubleshooting has been done, be able to see, okay, this is where maybe we started with one problem, we resolved that, and we, you know, for whatever reason, something else crept up. We'll be able to see exactly what our engineers did, what your initial problem was, to be able to really get to the core issue and troubleshoot quicker.
One thing to also keep in mind is the range and scalability of the Rockwell support ecosystem. TechConnect, what we're talking about today, it really solves the majority of issues and of situations, but there are going to be specific applications where more specific monitoring, directly assigned in engineers, a single point of contact is going to make sense. Very critical, high-risk applications or things where just downtime is absolutely not a possibility. For those customers who have scenarios of that nature, reach out to us. We will definitely be more than willing to take the time to walk through what additional options are there. For the rest of customers, though, we're very grateful that you have a TechConnect. We look forward to working with you. Bill, I'm very grateful that you took the time to talk to me today and join the growing list we have of those who have been part of the Reynolds Company podcast. I hope that you have an excellent afternoon.
Yeah, thank you again, Brad. Again, happy to be part of this. You know, I just want to extend again the thanks to, you know, all the TechConnect customers out there. Thank you. Do our best to continue to always find new ways to innovate and support you the best that we can. And again, partnering with folks like Brad here and everyone else to get the message out here is, again, really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of TRC Talks. For support, please see our website, reynoldsonline.com. For those who are outside of our area, please visit rockwellautomation.com and you can find your authorized local distributor there. TRC Talks is produced and hosted by Wayne Welk and Brad Freeman of the Reynolds Company. Editing and mixing for this episode were by Brad Freeman, and today's guest was Bill Prather. Thank you again, and we'll see you in our next episode.